Hello, this is Afi Pittman, founder of AuthorOfMyFaith.com, the source of encouragement for today's Christian woman, and the Let's Talk About It community, a safe place for Christian women to discuss their life, relationship, and professional challenges. And welcome to my 30-day motivational audio series for women entitled Breaking Away from Toxic Mindsets, Men, and Habits to Break Through to a New You. Before I get into today's topic, I want you to email me at afi at authorofaithmen, men is spelled M-I-N, .com to let me know how you've been doing with what we've been talking about with prayer. Specifically, let me know if you've experienced more intimacy with God and if you've seen any of your prayers answered yet. Or let me know when any of your prayers are answered, and that can be anytime after this audio series. This is day 20, and let's talk about prospering in the workplace. Colossians 3 and 23 and 4 says, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than people." And 24 says, "Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ." That's hard to do when your boss is bipolar, or when some of your coworkers are backbiters, backstabbers, or their negativity day in and day out just drains you. But the second part to that scripture again is, remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. Sometimes we don't see that our jobs are just the means God gives us for material provision, and sometimes to minister to others. It isn't our identity. It doesn't validate who we are, and its promotion system can't override God's promotion system. It's so easy to get sucked up into what we're told we have to do to succeed and prosper at work. But the truth is that if we really want true prosperity at work, we have to work like we're working for God, not for other people. So if you're struggling with keeping a positive attitude towards work, check out my survival guide for Christian women. And in that guide, you'll find resources to help keep you uplifted, motivated, and on track and focused on God throughout your days. You can find it at ejunkie.com. That's e-junkie.com/author of faith. And until tomorrow, stay encouraged, and we'll talk soon.